We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, tragedy last night at the Knicks parade. And we're going to follow that and give you the latest on that as details are released. But the celebration does go on. And you know, I don't pretend to speak for the lady that was killed last night, but if she was such a big fan of Mardi Gras, that maybe that might have led to her demise, I would think she'd want the celebration to go on as well. With that, we welcome in Arthur Hardy, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guy. Good morning, Arthur.
Hey, it's a sad morning. I mean, yeah. Things like this really put things in perspective. You know, in 08, there was somebody that was getting off a float outside the dome, and it moved, and they were killed. But this hasn't happened on the parade route, according to my records, in almost 40 years. It was 1981 when a three-year-old was crushed by a float. It may have been a truck float, I think. But anyhow, it's a tragedy. But you're right that the show does go on, and hopefully the weather's not going to be a bummer. You know, last year, chaos, that wonderful satirical parade, didn't roll. It got rained out. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that doesn't happen 2 years in a row, because you can't recycle their satire. And tonight they have some hilarious floats that take shots at the New Orleans city tax assessor, the mayor, the sewage and water board, trial lawyers. It's a satirical parade, and it's called Looking Forward to Chaos. It's the second parade of the night. Babylon starts off with Mythological Menagerie, beautiful 27-float parade. And then the big one in terms of number of floats and people, of course, is Muses, the third parade of the night, celebrating their 20th anniversary. And check out this theme, Tommy. Nostradamus Muse sees all, 2020 visions. They come up with crazy titles and a lot of funny floats. So big triple header uptown tonight, and hopefully we can put the tragedy behind us and march on, huh?
And yeah, in terms of routes, you know, I was looking to see if where the parade started, traditional uptown routes, et cetera, and I'm looking at your guide here. Yeah. Babylon is going to start Napoleon at Magazine or a little bit beyond that?
Right there at Magazine. It turns off of Magazine onto Napoleon, and Chaos comes up right behind it. But Muses will be starting the same place that Knicks did last night, and I don't anticipate any change in that. At least I haven't heard anything yet. It's early in the morning, but I think I doubt there are going to be a lot of people who were there last night would be at that same site tonight. But it doesn't mean they won't come to the parade. Maybe you travel, you know, down the block or something. I don't know, and maybe even there'll be a moment of silence or something when those floats pass. I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen.
Right.
But the other factor, of course, is rain, and it's too early to tell. But it's looking more promising than it was that we'll beat the rain tonight.
Dave Cohen told me that Dave Nussbaum told him that the weather should clear up just around parade time.
I hope they're right. It's an exact science. But it definitely looks better than it did 24 hours ago.
And then looking ahead to the rest of the weekend. Nice.
Yep. Yep, I hope so. I hope so. So we'll try to get back in the party spirit here, but things like this just, what can you say? It's an accident and it's tragic. And as many floats as we have and as many parades, maybe it's a miracle these things don't happen more often.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you when we come back, Arthur. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, do you feel safe at Mardi Gras parades? And that can encompass Lord knows how many different things. 56% are saying no, and the remainder is yes. I think those numbers might be skewed a lot because the crowds on the street would certainly dispute those numbers. Coming back in a flash right now, time for traffic on WWL. 6:54, 6 before 7, tragedy last night at the Knicks parade. Dave Cohen will have more information for you on that. The latest when he comes up with WWL First News. It's just a tragic accident from what everybody is saying. And Arthur, you know, I'm getting text here about barricading the entire route or putting some type of obstruction between Part A and Part B of the float to keep people from crossing. But to what you alluded to earlier, if I, you know, if you look at actuarial tables and the chance of somebody getting hurt with so many people out and so many variables and so many things going on, it's amazing that we don't have 100 people a year killed. It just seems like that to me.
Tommy, you're so right. I just dug up some quick statistics from the New Orleans Fire Department, which you may know inspects every float. And last year, listen to this, in 2019, NOFD inspected 34 parades, which included 846 traditional floats and 175 truck floats. Every one of those was inspected. That's more than 1,000 of these several thousand-pound vehicles, if you will, that are rolling down the street. And to have had, you know, two tragedies in 40 years, it is remarkable. It's sad, of course. One is too many. But in general, parades are safe. And if you just use good judgment, you know, this was an avoidable accident.
It was, and it's tragic. I think, you know, the takeaway from this, I know when my kid used to go to the parade, and maybe I shouldn't say this because people are going to say, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's not safe. But I discovered this by taking a picture of her, because if you take a picture from the back, but if you get in the front while they're clamoring for beads, it's a better picture, right? So I make sure I'm out of the way. I would stand not directly in front of her, but I would face her and not the other way, because I didn't go to the parade for me. I took her to the parade for her, and part of that is keeping her safe. Now, that being said, my ex-wife, her mother, would be on the other side watching her and watching me to make sure that I was not in any danger being hit by a float or anything. That may be extreme. That may be Secret Service-like. I don't know. But the point is, you got to watch your kids. You got to watch yourself. Yeah. You got to be careful. You got to watch your alcohol intake. And you have to remember that this is not happening on TV or video game, that this is real. And there are sometimes dangers, inherent dangers involved. And you have to be careful.
You do. You do. So let's hope tonight we get back in the spirit. The weather cooperates and we can party on, huh?
Yep, hope so. Thank you, Arthur. We'll see you on TV.
Thank you, Tommy.
Bye. All right. You bet. Arthur Hardy, publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide and editor. It's a great addition. I don't know if you can still...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.